something we're going to have to do after the top of the hour. Plus, I got Duke Matisse. So we're going to lose people on Sirius. Switch over to SteveBick.com, and Duke will join us in a second. And I think I've got a piece of news to provide after 12 as well. Finally, Nick, Tarnawa and domestic spending?
I like domestic spending here. Undecided whether I would leave Tarnawa in, or I think I'm almost tempted. If I really sprayed it around in the Philly and Mayor's race, and I want to save a bit here, I'd be tempted to go domestic spending Tiona.
We got a problem though, Nick. I can tell you, per David Grenig of the Daily Racing Forum, domestic spending is going to be forced to scratch.
Oh. Wow, that is sensational news.
Wow.
Do we know why?
Not yet. Dave, we'll see if Dave has tweeted. That's why I said we wanted to wait until noon to stay on.
Let me
on.
See if I can, while I'm talking to you here, let me just see.
Left four.
See whether I can get any news on that, because I'm
inflammation.
By...
Inflammation in his left foreleg.
Inflammation in his left foreleg. Oh. What a desperate shame that is.
That really takes
a huge amount of the interest out of the race.
Well, it does get Bolshoi Ballet in.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, forgive me if I'd rather have had domestic spending than Bolshoi Ballet in the race, you know.
I understand.
That's too bad. You got to feel for him, because he looked like a proper horse. Oh, well. Aidan O'Brien certainly seemed keen on Bolshoi Ballet earlier in the week when he was being interviewed. I'd be interested to know how this is going to pan out with the riding arrangements, because he had Ryan Moore jocked up on Japan and Bolshoi Ballet. And he was kind of half thinking, well, do I take Japan out and sacrifice him for Bolshoi Ballet?
So that makes
me think Moore might switch to Bolshoi Ballet and somebody will slide in for the ride on Japan. Well, I mean, there's going to be no shortage of volunteers, are there?
Well, Flavian Pratt becomes open from domestic spending.
Well, indeed. So that's got to be a possibility. Got to be a possibility.
Wow.
Well. Nick. So anyway, I'll be using Tiona still.
All right.
In that pick four, which is rather incidental to the conversation then.
That's all right. But I appreciate it. Nick, I'll let you. You obviously have got immediate work to do, but I appreciate it always. And we'll look forward to some recapping next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Nick Luck, everybody. And I think Duke is still with us. And we're streaming. We're done on Sirius this morning, but we'll get a quick couple of opinions. Dukey, good morning.
How are we doing, Steve?
I'm sorry it took so long to get to you. Today was sort of a runaway train.
No surprise. I mean, Breeders' Cup brings out the best.
It does, and it brings out the best opinions from Team Matisse. What's jumping off the pages at you?
I don't know. This racetrack's pretty difficult to predict the way... the way Del Mar's dirt is, it's very, very difficult to have strong opinions, because the track is so, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like get into that zone is what Paul and I like to call, and there's no passing.
It's, I'm certainly hopeful based on yesterday. I mean, it's just one day of racing, and there's still today and then into Friday. I mean, it seemed like a fair racetrack yesterday.
Nah, I don't. I disagree.
You're not. You're not confident.
No. I mean, I just don't like the way they designed that track. They try to keep the rail slow, and then the next two paths are extremely fast, and the rest of the field is floundering out in the middle of the track, so it's kind of strange. I think the turf is going to be good. Looked like it was looked a little chewed up, which was weird on the TV, but I think that was just visually what it looked like. It looked like they were running on top of it, so the turf races I think will be very fair.
Well, let's how about a couple of Friday opinions to start?
Friday's card is probably the toughest card I've ever seen in my entire life. I did a podcast yesterday on it, and I told everyone that you could probably pick any horse in any race, and I wouldn't disagree. But probably top choices, I think, on Friday. Let's start in race. Go back here. Hold on a second. How much time do we have?
We're actually loose. I mean, we're basically streaming only right now. But
race six, I'm a little interested in a horse named Hierarchy. I think the race is really wide open. I'm hoping Hierarchy could just sit behind a bunch of speed. There's a ton of speed in that race.
Yes, there is.
I think that race is going to fall down. I think there's going to be closers in there. Go Bears Go is an interesting little. He's a small little horse, but he breaks really sharp, and he could make good position on the inside too. I think that race is going to be long shots. I'm not sure Averly Jane is going to be able to clear the field and just dominate like some people think. There's so many fast horses in here that I think that race is going to come from behind.
I agree. I want somebody that's, you know, behind the speed. It seems like there's just too many that want to be in the same place early. Yep.
Yeah, and then the eighth race is a mad scramble. I think I hit Cairo Memories last time, so I have a little bit of a, you know, favoritism towards her. I thought she really, really won well last time. I like the way she burst clear, turned for home. So I'm going to come back to her in hopes that she can move forward. I'm against Koala Princess. A lot of people love Koala Princess. I think she's going to be much lower odds than people expect. And that was the day at Kentucky Downs where the rail was just complete iron. I think Rosario won like six races that day, coming up the rail every race. So I'm against that horse, especially stretching out to a mile. I'm more against horses on these cards than four horses.
That's all right. That goes a long way.
I'm against Corniche. I think Corniche with a 12 post and that inside speed favoring track he was on last time. That I think his numbers are inflated. So I'm going against him with that tough post. And I think Jack Christopher is definitely the horse to beat. He's been nothing but stellar. And what else we got here? That's about it for that day. The last race is completely wide open, turf race.
The Juvie turf. All right, let's turn to Saturday. Duke Batiste with us. A little bit of overtime on ATR today, and obviously the filly and mare sprint is a goofy situation. I mean, a 5-horse field in a Breeders' Cup race. Who would have imagined?
I can't believe everybody's ducking Gamine, who hasn't been that great this
year.
Yeah,
very strange.
I thought it was very strange. Where's Bell the One and that? Wisconsin. Yeah, Wisconsin. And I mean, there's lots of horses that could have been in here. I just don't understand. But that ruined that race for me because I was totally against Gamine. Now I don't know what to do there.
Turf sprint thought?
The turf sprint is a very interesting race. I'm surprised Wesley put Kamari in there. I wish Kamari was in against Gamine.
He said he needed more time.
Okay.
He said if he had if he had 60 days to work with, he would have run her, and he wanted to run against the Gamine. But you know, she's ready for 5 furlongs on the turf, not ready for 7 furlongs on the dirt.
All right, well, I'm going to toss him on turf because I don't think he's a turf horse. But I like Gear Jockey in there. I've hit that horse a couple times. I think he's super, super sharp, and I think 5 furlongs will be no problem for him. The way he's been running, especially that last race at Belmont, he was just stellar. All right, Kentucky Downs.
But that was his goal. I mean, that Rusty had that one circled for 8 months.
Yeah, I like him coming right back. I don't know much about the foreign sprinters. Glass Slippers, I thought the one race I watched didn't look as good as the maybe he coming into here. So I thought maybe he was a no go here.
They like the Ryan likes the stable mate more, Emiratiana.
Yeah, I would think, yeah. I didn't like the way Glass Slippers ran on tape. But I don't know much about those two. So let's see.
You against you with or for or against Life is Good?
Against Life is Good. I think Life is Good ran a little bit worse last time, and the two turns I think is going to really get to him. I'm just hoping the local horse, Ginobili, he was a freak at Del Mar over the summer, and I think he's just going to stalk him and run by him.
Nice. All right.
I think a horse in that race you might want to throw in, though, is Restrained Vengeance. I thought that horse ran super, super good at Charlestown, totally against the racetrack that day, and came back with a nice win at Albuquerque. That horse might get way overlooked and might hit the trifecta.
Oh, he'll be, other than the Japanese horse, he'll be the longest shot on the board. The nice, and he's the big horse in the Brinker Hoff barn. I mean that goes a long way, being in the first stall. Filly and Mare Turf,
probably the best race on the entire card, competitive wise. I think.
I wish there was more. There's not enough pace, though, Duke.
I know. That's what worries me. But I quality there.
Oh, quality.
I've watched
there,
a lot of these. I've watched Rougier run. I've watched Love run. I Love's Only You is good. Audaria is good. Warlike Goddess is amazing. Turf horse. So I think that those five horses, you're going to see a showdown, and I'm looking forward to that race. I don't really have a selection because they're all so good, but I am worried a little bit about the pace.
Let the price dictate where you lean. Jackie's Warrior's
definitely the horse to beat. If he runs his race, he's going to win. I think Special Reserve might be the only real chance to beat him. Maybe just if Jackie's Warrior doesn't show up, Special Reserve might be just in the perfect stalking position with Irod. And I'm against Dr. Chevelle. I know everybody loves that horse because the rain broke, but I had that day as inside speed, and I think that horse is going to go dead backwards.
Interesting. I don't disagree. To me, Jackie's Warrior is kind of the lean of Saturday to me.
He's the most likely winner on the whole card, for sure.
That's what I thought, too.
Just runs too fast.
He's Midnight Loot. The Mile. How about this for a fun race?
Yeah, the Breeders' Cup Mile's interesting because Space Blues might not be a miler. At 7 furlongs, he would probably be a cinch. But at 2 turns going a mile, I don't know. He was super impressive on video, but again, 7 furlongs going pretty straight instead of 2 turns going a mile is a big difference. The interesting thing was Mother Earth, and when Mother Earth and Pearls Galore, when they got together, Mother Earth got in a little bit of trouble in that race. So he might turn the tables on Pearls Galore. I was interesting to hear that Nick thought the horse had too much of a campaign, but he had some. That horse has had some. That filly's had some bad trips. If you've gone back and watched, she could have won a couple of those races, and I think Mother Earth was probably the play in there for me.
I've been talking about her for a month. Jamie Smith on At the Races from the UK showed video after Champions Day and had internal splits. She finished best of all that day, and it was all muddied up and obscured. And she's going to be running at the end.
Chance in the Ascot race the way the pace went.
Yep.
I mean, for the price, I think Mother Earth is definitely the play over Space Blues.
Yeah, and we got to use for Barry Abrams. We're all
rooting for Mo Forza, no doubt about it. Barry, my buddy Barry, miss him. Wish he was still here. We had a lot of good times together, me and Barry.
The greatest, the absolute greatest. Then it would be a wonderful, wonderful.
Barry trained my first winner in California.
Hmm. What was the name?
Bye Bye Birdie.
Bye Bye Birdie. That's what a great name. That's a tremendous name. All right. We for or against Latruska?
I mean, at the price, probably against, but she's some super horse. I mean, I don't know. What's she going to be? 6-5, probably?
There's a lot. There's a lot of people lining up against her, and then that crazy, stupid workout situation only further added to the bandwagon abandoning her.
If that track's somewhat fair on that day, I think Royal Flag is probably the value of the race.
That's me.
I think she was very good last time, and you know, as long as you can close and come from behind, you know, like. I hope the track's going to be like, that's who my play is.
Excellent. I'm right with you. The same exact place. The turf.
This one's going to be tough. I mean, Tarnow was obviously the best horse. Ran an unbelievable race in the Arc. Actually got shuffled back and still managed to get second in that mad scramble of a race. I mean, if he runs anything like that, or she, I should say, runs anything like that, lights out. The weird part about this race is, you know, it's just, I don't know if there's anybody else to rely on either. It's like you look at these other four horses. Broom ran terrible last time, and that Walton Street I didn't really care for when he hit the front in that, you know, Maidan race. He seemed to like go backwards against the good horses, and Yabir, nobody's run good out of that race. It's just a weird, weird race if Tarnawa doesn't show up. I think Tion is a very interesting horse who beat Snowfall on a firm ground last time. I know Snowfall was a little disappointing, but she didn't really get any trip in the Arc either. So, I don't know. It's a weird, weird race. Tarnawa is definitely the horse to beat, but draws a tough post and in a mad scramble probably.
We've got more news that I'm just seeing. Holy cow. Now United is being scratched from the turf as well.
He had no chance anyway.
That's
weird.
Cow.
United and domestic spending are out, huh?
Which, by the way, not only does that get Channelmaker in, or maybe Mogul, depending on what Mott's doing with Channelmaker, I suppose they'll run, but Tarnawa now suddenly has gone from the 13 post to the 11.
Yeah,
so she's moved in two slots.
Plus puts more speed in the race with Channelmaker, right?
It would. It would.
That would make the pace even better, which I thought the pace was going to be good anyway with Acclimate and Tribhuvan.
Tribhuvan, so. Yeah. Yep. Wow, so this is crazy.
Pace will be fine. I mean, as long as Tarnawa shows up, I think she's the best.
How about that? Unbelievable. All right, this is crazy. So major developments today. And finally, what do you make of this classic, Duke?
It's probably going to be a really good race. I mean, you got, you know, Art Collector, who's sharp now, Nick's Go, who's really undefeated, going two turns, and Essential Quality, Not Rut Charlie. They're all solid, you know, solid horses. I think the mile and a quarter is going to be the difference probably for most of them. I'm leaning towards taking an outsider. I'm leaning towards taking Tripoli off the against the track at Santa Anita last time. And
me too. I'm all absolutely.
And he likes Del Mar, and you know, as long as the rail's okay, I think that horse, you know, he gets a huge, huge rider change from Tiago Pereira to Rod Ortiz. Is probably at least going a mile and a quarter, at least a few lengths right there. So I don't know if he'll be 15-1 because of the I-Rod factor, but I'm leaning on taking him.
I put Essential Quality on top, but I made Tripoli my best value second choice, and I'm using him not equally, obviously, but he's absolutely the price key for me too, Duke. Totally agree.
Yeah, he's the only value in there.
Yep. People are saying Art Collector and Max Player. No, thank you. No, thank you.
I don't think those are mile and a quarter, you know, quality horses. Max, definitely not Max Player. Art Collector's, I don't know, you know, one of those, he's okay, but mile and a quarter against these horses, he got a pretty easy lead last time, so definitely not getting the lead in here, so a whole different ballgame for him. It's going to be
You're
fun.
Gonna play
though.
The,
I'm going down. It's going to be a fun day, especially Saturday. Friday
nice.
Is a crapshoot, but Saturday will be fun.
Wow. You guys, who's playing in the contest?
I'm not. I know. I don't think Paul is either. I haven't heard anything, but I know my buddy Rich is playing. He loves those things, so he's playing. He loves to fire his money around. I'm just not into the. I'm not into making $80,000 and then throwing it away.
You want to make the 80, pocket it, and come back.
I'll stuff the 80 down low.
The greatest, the absolute greatest. Duke, this actually ended up being great. What we'll do is we'll probably cut this up and send it out to everybody that didn't hear it on Sirius. So some bonus coverage. First time ever. Maybe the second time we've ever done this, gone overtime. So I appreciate it. Best to everybody, to the kids, and I guess we'll see you. I'm trying to think of where we'll see you. We'll see you probably not until Vegas.
Yes, I'll be in Vegas this year, believe it or not. Yep, I am qualified for the NHC. So missed it last year, but I can't wait to get there this year.
Yeah, well, you know, it made the most of it under the circumstances. It came off great. But it'll be that much more normal next January.
Hopefully so.
All right, good luck tomorrow and Saturday, and we'll do the recapping next week with Paul. Paul's taken on sort of that professorial, you know, post Breeders' Cup role. He doesn't want to offer pre-race the thoughts, but he'll chew it up afterward and explain
Couldn't
what
have
happened.
Anybody better for that, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, there were people who waited around. They waited the whole time that he talked about out of the Oaks. That was one of the great patient postscripts that came back to win at Saratoga, right? Oh my God, why am I forgetting her name? That Oaks filly.
I can't remember it either. I know who you're
right. And what did I guess she won? What did she win? She won the. Was it the Alabama?
I think it was the Alabama.
Right.
He was. You know, he gets at Saratoga. He gets bothered by everybody. He was beside himself after that horse won because I don't think he got all his plays in that day.
Yikes. And I'm going back. Maracuja. Maracuja.
Maracuja, yeah.
For Rob Atteris. Right. That's right. That's right. Well, and so people can do the same thing. They're gonna take notes from the juvenile races and then they're going to cash next February and March. It's a game of patience and copious note taking.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And you wait for the right price. You wait for the right spot. And patience is a virtue.
That's for sure. Well, it's a good person to have to do the recap. I'm sure Paul will do a fantastic job.
Well, and just like you did right now for us, Duke Matisse, everybody. Dukey, talk soon.
All right. Sounds good, Steve. Have a good one.
Outstanding. Duke Matisse, everybody, with overtime at the races, OT. Pretty funny. We got pretty much everything in. Brad Free earlier and Dave Grenning, Kev Humphreys with the Euroscope, and Haskin and Shulman together again. Nick Tamaro, Duke Matisse, and Nick Locke. We had breaking news with both domestic spending and United forced to scratch from the turf, changing things up quite a bit. We'll figure it all out when we're together tomorrow, opening part of the weekend for Breeders' Cup, and we'll do a lot of Saturday work tomorrow. Scully and Marcus Hirsch and Hammer and Jimmy Ventura, Jay Privman, Bobby Shoemaker, Nick Tamaro, and more. Joe Bianca from TDN as well. All right, and of course, at the website, you've got the AmWager form to win at the races, Breeders' Cup Betting Companion. Go through it, get some ideas, and get ready for tomorrow, and we'll all get lucky together. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Here in Pennsylvania, we're proud of our breeding program, the best in North America, but we're also proud to be leaders in this industry. The PA Horse Breeders Association is funding cutting-edge research at Penn Vet to detect gene doping in thoroughbreds. And we endorsed the SAFE Act to help protect the most vulnerable horses. Plus, we're pleased to support the aftercare programs set up by our horsemen's groups. Just a few of the reasons why you should join us in Pennsylvania, the premier place to breed and race.